When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sheridan Report, brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Go to MyBookie.ag. You can go to Sheridan Report. You combine the two. You're liable to make a little bit of money. The Sheridan Report by Bobby Sheridan. You can follow at Sheridan Report on Twitter or go to SheridanReport.com. $10 a day to sign up or $50 for the month. You can parlay that, as they would say in gambling terms. Go over to mybookie.ag, which you can go through by clicking on the banner at the top of the gruelingtruth.net page and get a cashback bonus of 50% up to $1,000. So if you put $2,000 in, you'll get a grand extra on there. So I am Mike Goodpaster, and I'm sitting here with, from the Sheridan Report, Bobby Sheridan. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing great, and I'm excited about our short card tonight. You know, we don't have any college, but the pros, the NBA's got a couple solid selections, so I'm ready to give them away.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and start off with your NBA selections. And first, real quick, are you going to have any NIT picks over the next few days?
I'd like to go over these. I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
What'd you say?
Oh, are we okay? Is our connection okay?
Yeah, so far it's okay.
Okay, good. I was going to say the standings are important for the people to kind of understand what's going on from a day-to-day basis, because these things are really tight, and this will get right into all of our selections on the card today. And so let's go over specifically. Oklahoma City's in the 5 spot now, and they're a half game behind Portland for the 4 spot. But if you look at it, they're only a game and a half ahead of who the 8th team would be, which is the Clippers.
Yeah.
And so this thing is crazy.
Yeah, really, 3rd through 8th is interchangeable right now with 10 or 11 games left.
It really is, and I didn't mention Houston just because they're on a roll, and I don't see them
fading
back.
They should be safe. Yeah, 9-1 in their last 10, 1-2 straight games.
Maybe in Denver, but, you know, that's neither here nor there, but. So that's the way the West is looking right now. And then you go to the East, the Miami Heat are in that 8th spot with a game cushion over Orlando. That's it, just a game and 2 games on Charlotte. So that's really interesting. And, you know, Miami, Mike, we talked about this, you know, before. They were the only team they are the only team of the 16 playoff qualifiers as of today, and they have a losing record at home. They're 17-20. Which means being only 3 games under 500 total at 33-36, they are playing 500 ball on the road. They're 16-16 on the road. That would put them on par with Boston, Indiana, and Philly, who are all 500 on the road. And those are all teams, you know, ranked higher than them. So this Miami team is a quality team. It took them.
You had that.
Their rotation said they were going with 9-10 players. Deion Waiters wasn't getting any minutes, and he was a guy who started last year. So their trade deadline moves to get rid of a few pieces that were kind of clogging up their rotation, kind of solidified things a little bit. And Spoelstra finally got his hands into this team, into really what's making them click. And they're playing good basketball now. So that's going to lead us right into one of our top plays. We have 2 on the card tonight. They are traveling to the Western Conference, and they're going to start a road trip, a 4-game trip. And they're going to play 9 of their last 13 on the road. And so you would say, oh, man, you know, that's a tough schedule. And it is. But Miami's a better road team this year than they are at home. Okay, so let's bank on them hitting the road. Oftentimes the first game of the trip, these teams get on that plane and they fly. They come together. They know they got to start it out right. OKC. What's happening? OKC loses Russell Westbrook. He will not be in the lineup tonight because of a technical foul. He hit the maximum. He has to serve a one-game suspension. Now, OKC is 5-3 without Westbrook in the lineup this year. Mainly Paul George has played like an MVP without his running mate there. But this isn't the time of the year that you want to be missing one of your key guys, especially when you're hanging on right now to where they're at in the standings. So, you know, losing Westbrook tonight is going to really hurt them. And I think Miami can go down there and win this game. Oklahoma City's lost two in a row. They're not playing their best right now. And Miami Heat might just surprise them in game one. So what does that mean? We have 5.5 points tonight with Miami. And we're going to play them on the money line as well. And I think you can have a nice win there, Mike, on the road.
All right, Bobby, I noticed just one of your two top plays tonight. What's the other one?
Well, the other one is an Eastern Conference home team hosting a Western Conference team. So it's kind of the opposite. You got the West coming to the East here. And this is a rematch from a game that took place in November. Teams talking about the Nuggets Celtics. This was in November. Denver was establishing themselves as a contender this year, and they've turned out to be. They're only one game behind Golden State. But Denver is not playing their best ball right now. In fact, they're only .500 over their last, you know, handful of games, maybe 10 games. Two or three of those wins have been home squeakers. So they're not really playing ball right now. And back to the rematch in November, this was a game that Jamal Murray, their very inconsistent guard, he can play good at times. He can be very sporadic. I do not put him in the caliber of point guards with the elite at all. And it's probably going to be their undoing. They know Jokic saves them oftentimes. But in that game, he had 47. And they were beating Boston pretty handily. If you remember early in the year, Boston was really struggling a little basketball, and so they were trailing at Denver by 12 or 15 or 18 points, and Jamal Murray jacked up a three with, like, you know, no time left on the clock. Like, there was like under 10 seconds, you know, and you just always dribble that out, and he had a chance to go for 50 and he took it. Now, he missed the shot, but that really irritated the Celtics, as it should, and Kyrie Irving specifically took offense to that. Now, that's not the reason for motivation tonight. You know, the reason is they got to win and get that four spot from Indiana. But these guys don't forget anything. Trust me. These guys, they're going to get a chance now to lay it back on them tonight. And there's got to be more reason than that to bet them. So let's tell you what it is. Indiana's on that long road trip right now, and they're expected to lose, you know, two or three of the next four or five games at least. And Boston's got a chance catch them. They're one game behind Indiana. What does that mean? Well, that means they would host Indiana. That's exactly what that means. That means four of the seven games would be at Boston.
Yeah.
So they want to catch them, Mike, and they're probably going to, just because Indiana, who I love, I mean, that team plays hard. They play defense. They're well coached. They do everything right, but they're going on a killer schedule right now on the road. And so, anyways, Boston can get this game.
But that's so good.
And as long as they contain Jokic and not let him be an MVP tonight, you know, he's in that discussion, not let him go off and carry Denver. And as long as he doesn't do that, I'm pretty sure Boston will get this win tonight. And it may not be as close as you think. So that's our two top plays. We like Boston at home, laying the 3.5. And we like Miami on the road, taking the 5.5-6. Also, money line on Miami. That's the two top plays for the Sheridan Report tonight.
All right. We will touch on this day after we hear a commercial from mybookie.ag. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mike Goodpasser from the Grueling Truth Sports Network, and I'm here with just one simple message. If you're watching the games, it's time to start making money. The Grueling Truth has recently partnered with MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading sportsbook website, who reminds you that where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And that's why The Grueling Truth urges you to check out MyBookie.ag. In addition to the usual thousands of odds, money lines, proposition bets, and futures offered on MyBookie.ag daily, they also have in-game live betting and a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. So join now and MyBookie will give you up to a free $1,000 cash bonus on your first deposit. Just enter promo code TGT50, that's TGT50, to take advantage of this offer. You can also go to thegruelingtruth.net, click the banner at the top of the page for MyBookie.ag, and also get the same benefit and the same $1,000 free cash bonus on your first deposit. So visit MyBookie.ag, courtesy of The Grueling Truth, and enjoy winning today. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
All right, guys, we're back on the Sheridan Report, brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Bobby, what do you got for on this day today?
You know, on this day, Mike, you know, any chance I get to talk boxing with you is a treat for me, and I'm sure it is for the fans. And so I like to, whenever we have a boxing and we're talking, you know, I like to bring it up. So this is 1991. We're again going to Mike Tyson, and this was the day that he beat Razor Ruddock in the seventh round. It doesn't mention that it was a title fight, or it doesn't mention really against, and it just says Mike Tyson beats Razor Ruddock in the seventh round, 1991.
Yeah, and it wasn't a title fight because February 11th, 1990, of course, in Tokyo, Japan, Mike Tyson was upset by James Buster Douglas. After that fight, they had to kind of rebuild Tyson's image, and he started off by beating Henry Tillman, who he'd knocked out in the first round. Look at that. My wife be calling during the show. What's up with that, Bobby?
I don't know.
She knows I'm on the show, too. I gave her some money to go buy some stuff. Why is she bugging me, Bobby? But he beat Henry Tillman.
When I give my girlfriend money, it works good. Just
I know. It usually works for me, too. Well, that means she probably wants even more money. But I ain't got it, so that's fine. But he beats Henry Tillman, who, of course, was in the 1984 Olympics. He was a gold medalist. He knocked him out in a round. He comes about and he knocks out undefeated. Well, he wasn't undefeated because he lost to, I think, Evander Holyfield, but Alex Stewart, who was at the time, I think, 26-1 with 26 knockouts. He knocks him out in a round. And then you get a matchup between him and Donovan Razor Ruddock. The two guys were supposed to fight, actually, I think, November of 89 in Edmonton, which would have been a huge fight because Ruddock was the. He was just a big deal. I mean, he was a top five contender. He was from Canada. Actually, Tyson pulled out of that fight because he had something wrong with him. I don't know, chlamydia or an STD of some sort, I'm sure. but this fight was announced in late 1990, and it was a pay-per-view fight. And if I remember, that was Tyson signed like a $120 million contract with Showtime for a long-term contract. And this was a great fight because Ruddock wasn't afraid of Tyson's. Ruddock's problem was he wouldn't throw combinations. He threw like one punch at a time and just kind of did that. And this was a real controversial fight because the second round he gets knocked down, but it was more of a push. Richard Steele awarded Tyson the knockdown, and then Tyson did legitimately knock him down in the third round. But from there on, Ruddock fought great against him, and they both landed some heavy blows. Tyson hit Ruddock with like a five or six punch combination in the seventh round, and Richard Steele just stopped it, or just jumped in and stopped it. There was no dock down, nothing at all. Ruddock seemed like he was fine, and Steele just came between him and stopped the fight. And Richard Steele is the guy who a year before had jumped in with the Julio Cesar Chavez Meldrick Taylor fight and stopped it with 5 seconds left. With Taylor was in trouble after getting knocked down by Chavez. But I think the big connection here was Chavez and Tyson were both Don King fighters. So you get a little bit extra when you're a Don King fighter.
Oh, man.
The thing I remember most about this was the stoppage pissed off Ruddock's corner so bad that his brother and manager, Delroy, stormed into the ring to confront Steele. Tyson's trainer, Richie Giacchetti, attempted to restrain Ruddock's brother. A huge fight ensues. And basically they had to bring in all the security to break up the scuffle and get Steele to safety. They actually would have another pay-per-view fight like a year later or maybe 4 or 5 months. I know it was – I'm not exactly sure when the rematch was. But the rematch was another, you know, hardly fought fight, and Tyson won the decision. It was actually a close fight. The decision will look like it was a 5 or 6 point difference. But once again, when you're the Don King fighter, you get the benefit of the doubt. And in that fight, I think Ruddick had like 3 or 4 points deducted from him for whether it was headbutts, holding, or elbows, some bullshit. But Don King got to protect the investment. So Tyson won the second fight there. And then shortly after that, he goes to jail for raping Desiree Washington. Then he gets out and Evander Holyfield kicks his ass. And that's the end of that story.
Wow. You know,
the interesting thing is this. If you look at the scorecards, and this is Don King again, the scorecards of Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson, actually at the time Tyson was knocked out, he was winning by a point on two cards. And he got his ass kicked that entire fight. And in the Holyfield fight later on in 96, where Holyfield stops him in the 11th round, the fight was actually a split decision at the time that Holyfield knocked him out. So if Douglas or Holyfield would have let those fights get to the decision, I'm pretty sure Don King would have made sure his fighter won.
Yeah. You know, it's everything that you've taught me about that time, just was that Don King, not only was he a piece of shit, but he pretty much owned everything in terms of he had everybody in his pocket.
Yeah, he had most of them. His problem was he didn't have Holyfield in his pocket. He didn't have Lennox Lewis in his pocket. And both of those guys were just better than Mike Tyson. And I don't care what anybody says. Those guys beat Mike Tyson when they're all 12 years old, 20 years old, 30 years older today, because Lewis and Holyfield weren't afraid. I mean, Mike Tyson said something that was telling. He was in an interview with Michael Rapaport, who does a sports podcast. Michael Rapaport's an idiot, doesn't know shit, just says a bunch of controversial stuff to get people to listen to him. And the thing about that is, he's on there and he's talking about Ollie Holmes and how Ollie took this massive beating because he wanted to win so bad. And he said that's what separated Ollie from guys like him. Because in Tyson's words, Ali was willing to die for this shit. He said, I was never willing to die for this shit. Which, with the two, I agree with Tyson. I probably wouldn't be willing to die for that shit either. But it tells you what separates guys like Ali and Tyson.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you know, Mitch, was that boxer in the? Was there a Mitch Williams guy that he fought? That was kind of a crazy guy character.
Oh, Mitch Blood Green. They fought in 1986. They fought around the middle of the year, and this was actually Tyson had went the distance with James Quick Tillis either the fight before this or the fight after. Quick Tillis was the guy that had fought Mike Weaver for the heavyweight title in 1980 and got beat. And Tillis actually went the distance with him. It was a close fight. There's people to this day that think Tillis beat Tyson. And then after that, Tyson fights Green. And Green was just in survival mode. But Green was batshit crazy. And
he was crazy. And didn't they get into a fight in the street?
I mean, oh, yeah. And Tyson, broke his jaw and his nose and knocked out 5 of his teeth. And Mitch Green was stupid. My favorite one of those was Larry Holmes. Because Larry Holmes, I hate to say anything bad about him since I actually like him, and I texted him happy birthday, and he texted me back thanks. But that means we're best friends.
He's a legend now on the legend show.
That means we're best friends, by the way. But he got in a fight. Trevor Burbick, who he beat in 1981 by a 15-round decision, Burbick was nuts too. And there's a rumor going around that I guess Burbick's wife or girlfriend actually was having an affair with Holmes' wife. And I hate to say this, hopefully Larry ain't listening, but Larry got him in a parking lot and jumped completely over a parked car to punch Trevor Burbick in the mouth, and then he starts kicking him, and they had to break him up. But if you go on YouTube and punch in Holmes-Burbick, brawl, you'll get this with Larry Holmes, who at the time was older and so was Burbick. Holmes is actually sliding across the top of a car to try to kick the shit out of Trevor Burbick. So, but Larry Holmes is a great guy. And if that story is not true, I apologize, Larry. But I don't think Larry has my address, so I'll be safe. All right, Bobby, yeah, you want to give everybody the rundown of where they can find you?
Sure, and I also want to let them know that we have a free play today. Well, we have a free play every day that we give out, and it doesn't mean it's not worthy. It's a very nice selection, but it's just a play I like to give out. And, you know, the free play hits at a very high percentage. I think it was 4-3 last week. We lost Saturday and Sunday. But every week it wins five times. And today we have the Indiana Pacers. So we've taken the Pacers in game two to hang in that ballgame tonight. And I liked him. And so I wanted to mention that. You can always find that free play on my Twitter at Sheridan Report. I'll post it at some point. And you can always find it earlier, like the night before when I actually do put the report out, usually like between 10 and midnight Pacific. There's a button on there that has the free play. And so it's been on there since last night. That's Indiana Pacers. And that's my website is thesheridanreport.com. So either way, you can get this game for free every day. No purchase is necessary. And that's the Pacers +4 over the Blazers. And that's actually 4.5 now, getting an extra half point. So
actually, on my bookie, you get 5.5 right now.
Oh, so it's really gone in the last hour.
I don't know if they're different on the two, because I know sometimes there'll be a half point or a point difference. But I know I just bet it, and I think on mybookie.ag it was 5.5. It was at least 5.
Okay, I think what that might mean, oftentimes a point jump like that after some information's come out might mean that McCollum is in the lineup tonight for Portland. He was a little bit questionable, so he's probably being cleared to play.
All right.
That would be my guess. All right. That's okay.
All right, guys. So hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. We will be back. Maybe. We got to figure out how to work around the NCAA tournament. So I think we'll be able to figure that out. So we should be good to go tomorrow. It just may be slightly later. We might be doing it from the NCAA tournament, but that's fine too. Remember to check out Bobby Sheridan at Sheridan Report or thesheridanreport.com on the internet. We're going to go ahead and wrap the show up. I want to remind people 11 o'clock tonight, we'll have Inside Boxing Daily with me and Jeremiah Pricer. We'll recap the Spence Garcia fight, look ahead to all the upcoming fights, and generally just bitch and moan about the sport that is boxing. So we're going to wrap it up right now. Remember to check out mybookie.ag, click the banner at the top of the page, get a 50% cash bonus. So we're going to wrap it up. iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, wherever you find sports podcasts, you'll find the Grueling Truth. So for Bobby Sheridan, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been listening to the Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.
Did you know that students majoring in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics at Northern Kentucky University are changing the world? Learn more about our cross-disciplinary STEM programs. Click now or visit nku.edu/STEM to get started.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.